Let's go on to our new releases. There are quite a few this month. We've got to start with one of the most anticipated games of all time, The Last of Us Part 2.
Scale of 1 to 10. How would you rate our kiss from last night?
You all know the drill. Run your routes. Lock your logbooks. You run into anything you can't handle.
Ellie!
You come back.
Now, you've been playing this a lot.
Because it came out 2 days before we recorded this episode, so I've been trying to get in as much as I can. I have to say, obviously, it's amazing. Everyone's giving it 10 out of 10 reviews. Now, I could just go, this is an amazing game, buy it. Okay. You're gonna do that already.
Okay.
Okay, it's a given.
And by the way, it's cheaper at some places.
We found it in Tesco's
the other day.
It's 50 quid. And it's 55 for download, so...
That's strange.
It is
They're normally cheaper.
Very unusual.
Through downloading, but...
Yeah, I'm shocked by that. But anyway, the way this one works, it directly carries on from The Last of Us Part 1.
Mm-hmm.
I really think you should go and play The Last of Us Part 1 if for any reason you haven't at all. Mm-hmm. The story follows directly on. You start off by playing as three characters and they all come together and meet at a certain point. Now, two of the characters are the ones you've played as before. The other one called Abby. I really didn't care for Abby.
Wow.
I was like, why am I playing
Abby,
as Abby?
You're sacked off.
I couldn't be bothered
Bye.
With Abby. I was getting angry. But then the moment when they meet, it becomes clear why you're playing as Abby. And it's like mic drop. The audio is a bit all over the place, so if you're watching the cutscenes, it goes rah, and it's too loud, and then they'll be talking like this.
Oh, let's go to the beach.
And you think, well, sorry, say that again.
It's like this podcast.
How dare you? Are you judging my skills?
No. So
the only thing I will say is it's got more than 60 accessibility settings. So if you have difficulty gaming, for example, there are actually one-handed controls, for example, that you can play with. You can adjust the colours. You can have directions in case you suffer with your hearing, for example. So they've made it really easy for everybody to play. So I love that.
But you said this has loads of cutscenes in.
Yeah, you wouldn't like this game. It's like Metal Gear
Solid. We all know what I hate. I hate cutscenes. I just want to get in there, shoot some baddies, kill some people.
Yeah.
Sounds like my name, Jackie.
Sounds like what?
Sounds like my normal day. I really don't do that. I'm
wow.
a good citizen.
You work for the BBC, my friend.
But they know. I don't want to be sitting down watching things forever in a day.
It's not for you, but it is a 10 out of 10.
Well, The Last of Us Part 2 is out now as a PS4 exclusive at £55.
Or 50 if you go to Tesco's.
Or 50 if you go to Tesco's.